of people, and they are divided into two.
那我们从耶稣谈起，耶稣到了一群人里面，然后这个群人就分成两派。
One group is combined with tax collector and sinner. Actually, at that time, sinner actually point to prostitute.
那我们知道有一边的人就是所谓的税吏跟所谓的娼妓之流的。
And the other group is Pharisee.
那另外一边就是所谓的法利赛人。
And do you know which group Jesus chose to stay with?
那我们知道耶稣他是选择与哪一群人同在呢？
Do you remember?
那记得吗？
Jesus went into tax collector and sinners.
那我们知道耶稣是到那个税吏跟娼妓的那边去。
Actually, there's a picture actually for me.This person.
对我来说，我心里有一个影像。
Actually, I got also tax collector and sinner inside of me.
其实我自己里面也有所谓的税吏跟娼妓的。
And I also got Pharisee inside of me.
我里面同样的也有法利赛人。
Why Jesus walked to the tax collector and sinner?
耶稣为什么会到税吏跟娼妓里面去呢？
Because at that time, all the tax collectors and sinners, they knew they are not good. Because everybody tell them, you are just not good.
因为这些税吏娼妓之流的，他们知道他们不够好，因为所有人都告诉他们你们有多不好。
But Pharisees, they thought they are the greatest.
相反的，法利赛人他们永远是自我这个意识非常的膨胀，认为这个。
Today through the baptism, we saw actually two ceremony take place at the same time.
其实今天敬礼，我们看到其实有两个礼在一同进行。
The first one is a funeral.
第一个是所谓的丧礼。
And the second one is the wedding.
第二个是所谓的婚礼。
The funeral means somebody died.And we buried it.
上帝是有人死去了，我们把他埋葬了。
Today we saw our sister. He is willing to accept that his old herself will be buried with Christ.
看到我们的何小三姐妹，今天她愿意受这个敬礼，表示她把这个老我这埋葬了。
So once we put her into the water, that means the old self is gone.
So 当她一进入水里的时候，就是这个老我的就已经退去了。
And then when she was lifted up, means the new person has come alive.
So 当她再重新再起来的时候，就表示这个新的人起来了。
I would like to talk a little bit more about the old self.
容我继续谈一下所谓这个老我。
That is in me.
就是在我们里面的这个老我。
So I call it, there is a part called bad old self.
就我里面一个所谓坏的老我。
It's just like a tax collector and sinner.
就好像税吏娼妓之流。
But you know, there is another part, it's called good old self.
但是另外一边有所谓的好的老我。
I should not use good, but allow me to use it for this moment.
其实用这个好的老我也不是很恰当，不过我们就是在这个时刻，我们就勉强用一用好了。
When I receive Christ, I notice very clearly the bad old self. I know this is not good.
所以当我接受耶稣的时候，我很非常的清楚明白，我这所谓的坏的老我是不好的。
But I still got that good old self hidden inside deeply.
但是我这个所谓的好的老我还是深深的隐藏在我里面。
So actually, after we receive Christ, the real battle is Jesus against my good old self.
所以当我们接受主，那个真正的挑战，那个战场是所谓的跟我们这个好的老我作战。
And this is going against the new person.
那这个所谓好的老我是跟我们这个新的人是相抵触的。
So in me,Actually, the bad old self, I recognize it easily. And the old self repent quickly.
所以在我里面就是这个坏的老我，我是马上就认出来的，而且很容易去认罪悔改的。
That is why Jesus went to the tax collector and sinners.
这是为什么耶稣要到这个税吏跟娼妓那边去
？They already humble in front of Jesus, say, "We are sinners."
呀，因为他已经谦卑俯伏在耶稣面前，是说我们都是罪人。
We need your mercy.
我们需要你的恩典。
But that good old self is very arrogant and very proud.
但是这个所谓的好的老我是非常骄傲的。
Okay, so we see this picture. Now we will go into just look at only myself, but let's look a little bit bigger picture as a church.
好，我们现在个人不谈了，我们谈整个教会好了。
Of course, church also is a combination of all the people being saved.
那我们知道所谓的教会，也就是一些人。
And these each individual, they also got their bad old self and good old selves.
那我们每个人心里同样的有所谓的坏的老我跟好的老我。
In this world, people cannot see Jesus.
这个世界人不认识耶稣的。
Jesus is the head of the church of this body.
耶稣是教会之首。
So our head is above the cloud, so people cannot see the head.
因为耶稣他是高高的在云端上的，所以世人看不到耶稣。
But they can see the body that is right in front of them. That is the church.His body.
但是他看不到头，但是看到他的身体，就这个身体就是我们教会。
And now we see this church, the church, the body, inside of this body also got good old self and bad old self.
那这个教会这个身体里面同样是有坏的老我跟好的老我。
And I pretty much trust the Lord that everyone got into the church, they recognize their old bad old self.
那我相信我们每一个人带来教会都能够很快的认识到自己的坏的老我。
But may not recognize that good old self.
但是对这所谓好的老我也许就不太认识清楚。
And that's why the world wants to see whether there's unison between the head and the body. That means the Christ and the church.
所以这个世上的人是要看到有没有 unison。
Unison.
Oh, unison. Sorry. 就是跟神跟我们教会有没有一个和谐的性。
So today we want to touch on the oneness of Christ's body.
所以我们今天要看一下所谓基督身体的一。
That means this body, whether they keep a very harmonious relationship with Jesus.
就是说，看我们这个身体能不能跟耶稣的这个是一个协调的关系。
If a church their good old body becomes stronger, then this church got into problem.
一个教会如果它这个好的老我这个成分太强的时候，这个教会就会有问题。
But if the new person becomes stronger and mature, then this church will more look like Jesus.
如果这个新的人如果在这个教会里面能够继续不断的成熟成长，这个教会就会越来越像基督。
So church, maybe we put a lot of attention to the outside world activity, like we try to reach more people for Christ. We do some even charity or serving the community. These are the outward activity.
所以我们有教会有时候会对外做一些工作，就是好比是说到这个做一些社区的工作啦，或者去探访人啦等等。
But a church really can really grow is from the inside, inward.
但是一个教会要真正的成长，是要从里面开始成长。
And in Philippians, we have talked about chapter 1 is all kinds of good things from this Philippi church.They have done outside, outward.
So, Jesus, 这个保罗在这腓立比书提到，就是这个教会，他们做了很多教会外面的工作，就是一些所谓的社会或者是社区的工作。
But today we try to look inside. What happened if a church want to grow? What should be required from inside?
So, 我们今天看一下，一个教会要成长的话，里面要有一些什么样的成熟跟成长？
Philippians chapter 2, verse 1. If you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any fellowship with the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion.
腓立比书二章第一节，所以在基督里若有什么劝勉，爱心有什么安慰，圣灵有什么交通，心中有什么恩慈悲怜悯。
Then make my joy complete by being like-minded, have the same love, being one in spirit and purpose.
你们就要意念相同，爱心相同，有一样的心思，有一样的意念，使我的喜乐可以满足。
Actually, these two verses describe that new person.
这两节经文形容的主要是讲的这个新的人。
The new person got all these merits.
这个新的人就有这一些好的地方。
And through this, the church grow.
就是因为他们这些好的，所以教会就能够成长。
And let's look into the what we call old self issue.
好，我们再来看一下所谓的老我 这个事。
Apostle Paul touched on this issue, say, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility and consider others better than yourselves.
凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强。
Selfish ambition actually can be interpreted like those people organize in the church their own clan or tiny circle.
我们说一些自私的野心，其实指的就是有些人，他们就是结党成群，在教会里组织一个小群，属于他们的自己的 group， 自己一个小群。
Pretty much like the party or gang in this secular world.
就像我们的是这种属实的一些所谓的个党啊之类的东西。
Why people want to become like a gang or party and join together? Why?
人为什么要加入一个党或者一个帮派之类这样的组织呢？
In the church, if this happens, means that very person feel that they have very, very little Christ inside.
那当一个人在教会要结党营私的时候，就表示他在他心里的主耶稣成分是非常少的。
Because I'm possess very little Christ.I feel I am light-weighted. I want more weight so people can realize my existence. So gather a group together, become a gang or a party.
所以当这个人心里没有主的分量不是很多的时候，然后对自我的感受又不是非常良好的时候，他就想以这种结私营党的这种手段或者方法来得到众人的这个认知或者接受。
I got this old self in me.
我就有这样的老我在我心里。
But how to suppress the old self? The scripture tell us you need to be in humility.
那我们怎么样能够压抑这种的欲望呢？
In humility means I need to illustrate through a picture.
就是所谓的要，就是要心存谦卑。那我来用一个图画来解释。
When the wheat grow and grow and then start to come out with shelf or kernel.
所以当这个麦子一直长长长，当它要开花的时候，结果的时候。
Then the kernel inside at the beginning is almost like empty.
那这个结果的这个东西里面，其实几乎是空的。
But at that time, the wheat.Extend straight and upright.
但这个当下的时候，这个麦子是长得非常直的。
This represents just like a person has little Christ inside.
这个就表示这个人代表一个人，他虽然站得很直，挺得很直，但是他里面其实是空的，表示这个人里面非常少的耶稣非常少的成分。
But gradually, if that shell start to grow and more and more and become more solid.Then you start to see that start to bend down.
说当这个壳里面越来果实成长越来越大的时候，就看到这个麦子开始要垂下头来。
This show the humility.
这就是所谓的谦卑。
It's just exactly like everyone, like us.
这个就像我们一样，跟我们每个人都差不多。
If I have little Christ inside of me, I will stretch upright. I feel that I'm so tough. I'm so strong.
所以当我们里面这个耶稣的成分很少的时候，我们就想拼命的把自己站得很直，就表示说，哎，你看我还像个样子。
But once Christ grow and grow inside of me, then this shell become filled with Christ. Then we will start to bend down, and people will see the humility.
但是当我们里面的耶稣的越来越成长的越来越多的时候，我们就开始能够低头，能够谦卑，别人就看到我们一种谦卑的样子。
So over here stating the selfish ambition.
所以自己看到一些所谓的自私。
And the second one is a vain conceit.
那另外一件事情就是所谓的虚浮的荣华。
Or we can call it vain glory.
或者我们说是一种虚浮的
glory.
虚浮的荣华。
That means the person, he himself does not have that glory, but they want to extend or expand.
其实这个人其实他并没有那样的荣耀，但是他要好像强撑的，好像撑出一个自己，觉得自己好像有这种荣耀，这是一种虚的东西。
It's want to show off.
要主要就是想要自我表现吧。
I'm better than you.
我比你强哦。
I'm more spiritual than you.
我比你属灵哦。
So these are kind of a vain glory.
所以这是一种很虚浮的一种荣耀。
To suppress this, the verse tell us, consider others better than yourself.
所以要除去压抑这种虚浮的荣耀心的话，主要就是要看别人比自己强。
See, to see others better than ourselves, actually, you need to take time to observe.
So, 当你能够看到别人比你强的时候，就表示你必须要花时间来看、来观察。
Because if you feel you are so good, you never see other people's strength.
So, 当你自我感觉非常太良好的时候，你永远没有空去看别人有什么长处。
And there's no chance to appreciate others' advantage or merit.
所以也没有机会去欣赏别人的好处，别人的优点。
Once you notice that, wow, they got some area that I cannot catch up, then you will be able to accept others and instead, to go into the vain glory.
所以当你看到哇，这个人身上有些优点，我可以学习的，可以让我帮助成长的时候，你就不会再浸淫在所谓的这些虚浮的一些荣耀里面。
And the old self also would like to do, each one of you should look not only to your own interest, but also to the interest of others.
好，所以要这个除去这个老我的时候，另外还要做一件事，就是个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
The old self loves to have a self-ambition and also vain glory.
那我们的老我都需要我们自己一些自私的这个野心，以及所谓虚浮的一些荣耀心。
And also old self is very self-centered.
然后我们也是自我中心非常强。
Everything starts from me.
所有一件事情都从我来开始。
I'm the cornerstone of the whole universe.
哦，我是整个宇宙的这个房角石。
If I'm okay, the whole world is okay.
只要我好了，整个宇宙都没问题了。
Once I feel good, the cosmos is great.
当我觉得很好的时候，整个宇宙都是很好的。
So the whole universe, the purpose for the existence is to serve me.
所以这个宇宙所以存在就是为了要服侍我呀。
This is what we call only look up to our own interest.
这就是只是照顾自我的这个利益。
Every consideration is just me and me and me.
所有的一切事情，一切的顾虑都是在于我，我，我。
I've heard a story about heaven and hell.
我听过一个所谓天堂跟地狱的故事。
People visit the heaven and hell, and they came back actually say they look exactly the same.
有人曾经去过天堂，也去过地狱，然后回来就说：“哎，怎么天堂跟地狱都是一样的嘞？”
But the only difference is this.In the heaven, in the hell, everybody eat with a long chopsticks.
那唯一一个相同不同的地方就是
相同
这个相同的地方就是每个人都是用一个很长的筷子。
The chapstick is so long that the hell everybody try to get food to feed themselves.
所以在地狱，每个人用的是很长的筷子，但在地狱的人就是想用这个长筷子去夹这些东西，然后回来喂自己。
But in heaven, everybody pick up the food to feed others.
但在天堂的话，同样是长筷子，但是他们用来是夹东西，以后是去喂别人。
So the hell is miserable, even though they got food, they got chopsticks. But in the heaven, the same thing, but they are so happy.
Yeah, 所以是同样的长的筷子啊，但是在地狱大家好像很苦恼，那在天堂大家都很快乐。
What makes the difference?
这个主要的不同在什么地方？
Because in the hell is everybody, me is the center.
因为在地狱每一个人就是以自我为中心。
But in heaven, not only look into their own interest, but look the interest of others.
所以在天堂不但自己事情重要，别人的事情也要看顾的。
So we will use these verses to suppress our old self.
所以我们要用这些经节来压抑住我们这个老我的。
Maybe in a very spiritual way is crucifixion of old self.
如果讲的属灵一点，就是所谓把老我给钉上十字架。
Okay, let's talk about new person.
好，我们现在谈一下新人好了。
Because this is the hope for the church.
因为这是我们教会的希望所在。
In Philippians, Paul mentioned about if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any fellowship with the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion.
好，我们看到《腓立比书》第二章第一节，所以在基督里若有什么劝勉，爱心有什么安慰，圣灵有什么交通，心里有什么慈悲怜悯。
Then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and purpose.
你们就要意念相同，爱心相同，有一样的心思，有一样的意念，使我的喜乐可以满足。
Let us focus this, because this is the hope for the church.
呀，我们就专注在这点上，因为这是我们教会的未来，我们的希望。
Because this is going to help the new person to grow.
因为这会帮助我们新的人能够增长。
How the new person grow?
新的人要怎么长呢？
The new person need to receive the encouragement from Christ.
新的人需要在耶稣里面有劝勉。
Then we may have like-minded.
然后我们就可以心意相同。
And also receive the comfort from his love.
然后要从耶稣那里得到他的安慰。
Then the church can have the same love.
然后教会就有同样的乐，同样的爱。
And also, we need to have the fellowship with the Spirit. That means the Holy Spirit.
然后就要有圣灵里面要有交通。
Then the whole church can be one in spirit.
然后整个教会就是一样的心思，一样的意念。
Then, finally, is the tenderness and compassion will be revealed or manifest through the church.
最后是心里有慈悲怜悯，就是整个教会都有一个同样的意念出来。
Then at that time the church will be one in purpose.
到那个时候，整个教会就是在同一的目标。
And this is the picture that through Paul has laid in front of us. This is the goal and this is the target for each one of us.
所以保罗就把这个画面非常清楚地摆在我们面前，这就是我们未来希望，就是我们心之所至，也是我们未来教会未来的成长的希望。
Over here mentioned about encouragement from Christ.
这里第一个讲到基督里的劝勉。
See, once we get into certain situation, we usually seeking for people's encouragement.
当我们发现一些出了一些情况的时候，我们第一个想要得到是别人从别人那里得到劝勉。
But over here, very specifically stated the encouragement from Christ.
这里讲的非常的清楚明白，说我们是得到了劝勉，应该是从基督那里来的。
I'm not going to all kinds of doctrine. I'm going to share a little bit my personal experience.
所以我这些也这里不讲什么神学的这个理道理了，我现在就分享一下我自己的经验。
When I started to serve for the Lord in the church, I was very, very aggressive.
当我刚刚开始在教会里侍奉的时候，我是非常的激进的。
I used up all my might.
然后我就把我有什么力，我就给它使出来。
I thought I got a brilliant plans.
我知道我有一个很了不起的计划。
I even wonder why other people didn't notice this wonderful plan.
然后我还是觉得别人很奇怪，哎，你们这些人怎么就没想到这么伟大的计划？你们怎么没想到嘞
？So I kind of try to show them how to accomplish to the plan.
所以我就会想要告诉他们，哎，这样做，你就可以完成这个计划哦。
And I urge them and encourage them.
然后我就会。催促他们，劝勉他们。
And I even push them.
我甚至会一直逼他们，推他们。
And this has been dragging for quite a while.
然后就这样子，就这样过了好一阵子。
Nobody appreciate me.
没有人欣赏我。
And everybody seems exhausted and somehow angry.
那每一个人都是不是太累了，就是觉得好像有点对我好像有点生气。
And the day that Lord has given me a verse, and He talked to me through the Isaiah.
那神就给我一个话语，就是以赛亚书里面三十章十五
节。In repentance and rest is your salvation.
主耶和华以色列圣者曾如此说：你们得力在乎归于安息。
In quietness and trust is your strength.
你们得力在乎平静安稳。
But you would not have none of it.
你们静自不肯。
When his word came to me, actually this is the encouragement.
所以当这段话语来到的时候，这就是神基督耶稣里面的劝勉。
The encouragement actually is encourage you to be Christ-like.
所以这个劝勉就是让你能够越来越像神，越像耶稣。
Even though at that time this word actually is a rebuking me.
所以在当下的时候，这其实对我是一种责骂。
You would have none of it.
这里说你们静自不肯。
I don't have repentance.
我没有悔改。
I don't have rest.
我没有安息。
Not even quietness and trust.
也没有在神里的信心跟神里的平安安静。
All I got is my own plan.
我所有就是我的大计，我的大计划。
My ego.
还有我的这个自我。
But I didn't come back to the Lord.
我没有回到神那里。
And this is the time that I did receive direct encouragement from Him.
所以在那个时候，我就直接的从神那里得到了劝勉。
And that is why I always encourage brother and sister to read the Bible.
所以这是为什么我经常的劝勉各位弟兄姐妹要读经。
If we read more and remember more, then when the time has come, Jesus become very handy because he can grab the word and then give it to the person who need it.
当那个时候到的时候，我们需要的时候，你有神的话语在里面，他的话就变成了非常的好使用的。
And you at that time you know exactly the encouragement from him.
然后你会非常清楚明白神的劝勉是什么。
See, maybe people try to explain to me you should do this way so people maybe will be able to follow you or will listen to you. But whatever man said to me.It's almost nothing.
虽然有的人会告诉我你应该这样做那样做，但是对我来说，比起主的话语的话，这些都不足挂齿。
But once the Lord speaks to you, boy, that power is so strong. You can never ignore it.
但是当神跟你讲话的时候，那个能量是如此之大，你是没有办法去避免的。
If five members of our church has ever received encouragement from our Lord, the whole church will change.
如果我们教会里只要有五个人能够直接从神那里得到这样的劝勉的话，我们整个教会都会是不一样的。
And you are very sure this is the exact encouragement the Lord has talked to you.
你会非常的清楚明白，这是神对你的劝勉，神给你的话。
Then the church, the new person will grow and grow stronger.
然后这个教会里新的人会越来越成长，越来越强壮。
And the secondly is the comfort from His love.
那第二个是爱心里的安慰。
And this also specifically say His love.
这里讲得非常明白，这是说神的爱。
And receive the comfort.
然后从神那里接受到他的爱。
This is from His love. So that means you know He comforts you through His love.
所以你知道他是通过他的爱来安慰你。
Church needs that desperately.
教会非常的需要这个。
I would like to also share with you that I have experienced.
再跟大家分享一下我的自己的经验。
The more you want to serve, there will be great, great opportunity you will get hurt.
所以当你十分想要侍奉神的时候，相等的你会受到也许伤害的机会也就比较大。
And this is almost guaranteed. You
okay.
will get hurt. It's not possible.
这是我可以保证的。
And I'd run into that kind of situation. I was wronged by people.
我也经过这个，就是有人就是对不起我。
And I was criticized and blamed.
然后我就被人家批评，被人家责备。
I hurt badly.
然后我就觉得非常的受伤害。
Very, very discouraged.
很丧气哈，很丧气。
But one day, this verse gave me the strength.
但是有一天，这个经文就给我很大的鼓励。
He said, "You participate in the sufferings of Christ."
Oh, which verse is that? Oh, okay. 因为你们是与基督一同受苦。
Then I start realize.Jesus is not high above the sky.
我就了解了，神不是那个所谓高高在上摸不着的神。
He is inside of me.
他就在我的里面。
And he suffer with me.
然后他同我一同的受苦。
Such a glorious Lord, but he is willing to stay inside of me and walk every path, every step with me to experience how much I suffer.
这么伟大有荣耀的神，他愿意在我里面跟着，随着我的每一步跟着我一起受苦。
He is willingly to suffer with me.
他这么甘心情愿的与我一同受苦。
You know that comfort just overflow from me.
那您知道这样的安慰，就让我心里就是像泉一样拥抱，泉涌。
I trust that you have that experience that once you, when you suffer, somebody really know exactly your suffering, your load become almost half right away.
所以我们大概也都会有这个经验，当你在受苦的时候，如果有人知道明白你受这个受苦，你的这个受苦的这个担子就好像已经减轻一半了。
So his comfort came to me, allow me to think a little bit even more.
所以他的安慰来到的时候，让我能够再进一步的去深思。
Then I start to remember that he is the sinless, holy Lord, and he suffered for me in the cross.
那我就想到我们的主是纯洁无瑕的，是无罪的神，他居然在十字架上为我们来受苦。
And he suffered for sinful me.
他为我这个罪人来受苦。
But I suffer, I am a sinner, I suffer for another sinner. That gap is uncomparable.
Yeah, 我是一个罪人，然后我是能够因为另外一个罪人受苦的话，这个简直是不能相比的。
That comfort even go deeper.
所以这种神来的安慰就对我来说是一种更深的一种安慰。
At that time, I start to argue, say, this person wronged me. Instead, I come back to the Lord and say, forgive me.
所以当我在开始要责备别人说，哦，对我看错我的时候，我就想到神的受苦，我就回到神那里去。
See, this actually resolved two issues.
所以这样的话，你就可以解决两个问题。
One is this person wronged me.
另外一个是这个人他这个对不起我。
And the second issue is God did not know my suffering.
第二个就是神啊，你知不知道我在受苦呢
？But through His love and comfort, these two issues been resolved quietly.
但是经过他里面的，因他的爱而得到安慰，这两个问题都消失了。
Well, if this apply in your family, that would make a beautiful family.
如果你在家里能够这样做的话，你这个家是非常一个美好的家。
Maybe husband and wife, you need to recognize two sinners got along.Surely there's some problem will come along, will follow.
Yeah, 我们看一个家，就是两个罪人的组合，你说会不会有问题吗？
Both of you can argue all the way to find who is the right. You can spend long hours.
你们可以彼此来争论说谁错的比较多，你们可以一整天在那边吵闹不休。
But if ever one of you start to receive the comfort from his love,Then you will see miracle will happen.
但是当你从神那里的爱得到安慰的时候，哦，奇迹就发生了。
The same for the church.
对教会来说，这是同样的道理。
The thirdly, Paul has mentioned is the fellowship with the Spirit.
第三个保罗是圣灵里的交通。
That means fellowship directly with the Holy Spirit.
就是你跟直接跟圣灵能够交通。
That means your spirit and Holy Spirit, they fellowship each other.
就是你的灵跟圣灵的灵，哎，两个可以彼此交通的。
This is what we really need.
这是我们非常需要的。
If church want to grow, each one of us, you need to receive this fellowship directly from the Holy Spirit.
教会要成长，我们必须每一个人是直接的从灵里面得到了交通。
I need to spend quite a few time with the Lord in quiet time.
我经常需要在神里面花很多很多所谓的安静的时刻时间。
I need to wait for Him to come.
我必须要等待他，让他能够进入我里面。
I need to wait until His Spirit saturate me.
我必须要等到他的圣灵能够直接的能够进入我里面。
And I can experience the mutual communication, two-way fellowship.
我可以经验到这个彼此互动的一种交通。
At that time, in Ephesians mentioned, I keep asking that God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you.May know him better.
求我们主耶稣基督的神荣耀的父将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们使你们真知道他。
If more and more people in the church experience that fellowship with the Holy Spirit, then we may know him better.
当我们教会里面越来越多的人能够直接与神的灵交通的话，我们就会更认识他。
The more we know him, then there will be ministry follow.
当我们越来越认识神的时候，知道神的时候，那个事工就会拓展出来。
The ministry is coming from him.
我们的事工是从神那里来的。
It's not we plan something, we originated something.
不是说从我们这里来开始，策动、启发一个什么事情。
We can be very busy, but maybe receive almost scarce spiritual result.
我们可以是忙的这个像个无头苍蝇也好，但是实质上，我们得到这个属灵的这个东西是非常少。
And finally is tenderness and compassion.
那最后是在心中慈悲怜悯。
And this through those three steps, then we ourselves, the new person, will turn out with lots of tenderness and compassion.
经过刚才所讲的三样以后，我们这心里面就会有这种的所谓的慈悲的怜悯。
Actually, this stated very clearly in the Galatians.
那在加拉太书五章的时候讲的非常的明白。
This is probably two terms to summarize all these nine character through the Holy Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit.
所以我们讲到圣灵的果子，就是这个很好的来这个解释这个慈悲怜悯。
Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。
Allow me to re-emphasize.
容我再一步的这个强调。
We have talked about to suppress the old self.
我们刚谈到要把这个老我把它压下去。
But we even more pay attention to let the new person grow.
然后要注意让这个新的人能够成长。
The more people get the encouragement from Christ, from His Word, then we will have like-minded.
所以，当我们越来越多人能够在基督里面得到劝勉的时候，我们就越来越能够意念相同。
So actually, when we meet, if you ever receive the encouragement from Christ, you need to share. You need to tell people. You need to tell other brothers and sisters. Recently, I have received the encouragement from Christ.
当你各位，如果你有什么这个得到神的这个劝勉的经验的时候，各位，我劝你就是尽量能够跟弟兄姐妹那个分享。
That can help other their new self, new person to grow too.
Yeah, 这可以帮助别人，让他别人的这个新的人能够成长。
And also, we receive comfort from His love. Then we will have the same love. That love is Christ's love. It's not just you, your own love or my own love, but the love from Christ.
So, 当我们爱心里得到安慰的时候，我们就能够爱心相同。这个爱是从神那里来的爱，不是我们人间的那种爱。
And if we fellowship with the Holy Spirit, then we will be one in spirit.
So, 当我们在圣灵里面交通的话，我们就有一同的心思。这个就是在灵里面的心思。
And furthermore, through these three steps, then we ourselves, the new person, we will become more tenderness and compassion.And then we will be able one in purpose, and that is God's purpose.
So, 当我们有前面三样的时候，我们才能够在心里面有慈悲、有怜悯，才会有一样的意念、一样的目标。
So today's topic is the oneness of Christ's body.
So, 我们今天的主要的信息是讲耶稣基督的一。
That oneness actually is coming from this route.
所以这个基督里面的这个一是从我们刚刚提到这几样里面来的。
More and more, brother, we have received the encouragement from Christ, then our mind will be the same, will be more and more the same as Christ.
所以当我们越多的弟兄姐妹能够从神那里得到劝勉的话，我们的意念，这个心思意念就会相同，越来越相同。
Then when we sit down and discuss any issue for the church, because our mind has already transformed by Jesus, so when we talk, we are in the same language, in the same level.
So, 当我们能够已经在神里面得到这个相同的意念的时候，我们讲话的时候，我们是讲话是同样的语言。
Not from your background, not from your experience.
不是从你的背景，或者从你自己本身的经验。
But from Christ.
是从神那里来的。
And if the more and more people receive directly the comfort from His love, from Jesus' love, then we will have the same love. That love is Christ's love.
所以当我们能够从神那里的爱心里面得到这种安慰越来越多的时候，我们就能够爱心相同，神里面的爱。
And if we fellowship with the Spirit, then our own spirit will be in one.
所以当我们能够与主能够直接的能够在圣灵里面交通的时候，我们彼此之间的灵也都是一样，就会变成一样的。
Of course, then the tenderness and compassion from Christ, then because of this, We have the same purpose for Christ.
所以当我们能够心里的慈悲怜悯，从神那里得到慈悲怜悯的时候，我们就在神里面就有同样的一个心意。
People talk about unity of church.
我们常常讲到教会的合一。
But that oneness is not because everybody vote and agree on certain things, then we are in oneness of Christ.
这个合一不是说大家都能够通过一样事情，大家能够举手或者表决通过一样事情，不是这样的合一。
This oneness through the process produced by Jesus directly.
这个合一是要从神那里慢慢的一步一步一步，然后走出来得到的一个结果。
Actually, if you look in a little bit detail, you will see. I have mentioned about we got spirit and soul.
所以你如果听得仔细一点，我提的是说我们灵跟魂。
You can see there is one spirit. That's our spirit.
我们看到有一个灵，这是我们的灵。
And you can see the soul. I have mentioned soul is our mind. So the first one, like-minded.
我提到魂，所以第一样讲的就是意念 ，like-minded 就是意念，就是我们的魂。
And secondly is our emotion, our feeling is love.
所以另外讲到我们的情感，那就是所谓的爱心。
And the last item, the purpose is our will.
那最后一样就是一样的意念，是讲到我们的意志力。
So the whole church through His work through Jesus, then we will be able to become in oneness.
所以整个教会如果是在基督耶稣里面能够建立的话，同样的合一的话，整个教会就是合一的。
So I encourage each one of us seeking for Him and receive the encouragement, the love and comfort and fellowship directly from Jesus.
所以我鼓励大家能够直接的从神那里得到劝勉、安慰、交通以及慈悲怜悯。
Let us pray.
我们祷告。